In this session, I would like to focus on how we apply nonviolent communication within ourselves. Nonviolent communication requires quite a transformation from how many of us have been programmed to communicate. Many of us have been programmed to communicate in terms of a language of categorizing people and their actions, to judge what they are for doing what they're doing. I was working in one culture in Malaysia that had a radically different language than the one I was taught. My interpreter wanted to start the day by having a half hour with me. He said, "I need to explain to you some things about our language which may be different than yours, that I'd like you to be aware of, because if you're not aware of this, it will make my job as an interpreter more difficult." So we met for a half an hour before the day started. And he said, "You know, Marshall, it's important to be aware that in our language we have no verb to be in the sense of judging what people or their actions are. So if you use any language today that judges people or their actions in that way, it will be very hard for me to interpret." I thought of this for a moment, and I thought to myself, how can I go through a day without insulting people? My brain had been programmed to think moment by moment in terms of, what will people think of me? Will they judge me right or wrong, good or bad, appropriate or inappropriate? And I was taught to judge other people this way. So the thought of a language that didn't contain this, it kind of amazed me. And so I said to my interpreter, "Well, how will you interpret today then if I should say to somebody, 'You're selfish'?" He said, "Oh, Marshall, that would be a real challenge, because as I tell you, we don't think that way." I said, "Well, how will you interpret that then?" He said, "Well, if you say to somebody, 'You're selfish,' here's how it would sound like in our language. I would say, 'Marshall sees you taking care of your needs, but not the needs of others. He'd like you to take care of the needs of others as well.'" When I heard that, I smiled and I said to myself, "My goodness, that's pure nonviolent communication." Well, then, why was I there to teach them their native language? Well, actually, I wasn't there to teach them nonviolent communication. Nonviolent communication was their native language. Their one senator for 60,000 people asked me to work with his people because logging interests were coming into their habitat and destroying their environment. And his people didn't know how to speak with people who worked for the logging interest, who spoke a different language. So he was wanting me to show them how you communicate with people who speak this different language. O.J. Harvey at the University of Colorado went around the world and took samples of literature from different cultures to see how often this verb to be was used in judging people's actions, good, bad, right, wrong, etc. And he correlated this with measures of violence, violence toward oneself, violence toward others. And he finds a high correlation. The more cultures think in terms of what people are and their actions are, the more violence in those cultures. Now, we have four friends that can help alert us that we are thinking in a way that contributes to violence. These four feelings are very helpful because when we feel these feelings, we can use them as an alert that we're thinking in a way that's contributing to violence on the planet, and here is an opportunity for us to transform that thinking. So what are these four friends that we have? Anger, depression, guilt, and shame. Whenever we're feeling those feelings, we are thinking in a way that we have been taught to think for about 10,000 years, a way of thinking designed to make us obedient to authority, but a way of thinking that is not conducive to safety and peace on our planet. So we can use those feelings as a wake-up signal. Wake up! We're thinking in a way that's not conducive to peace on the planet. Let's transform the thinking into one that promotes peace on our planet. So let me show you what I mean.